Matthew, chapter 26. Then Jesus comes with them to a place called Gethsemane, and says to his disciples, "Sit here, while I go yonder and pray." And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very troubled. Then he says to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here, and watch with me." And he went forward a little, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me, nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he comes to the disciples, and finds them sleeping, and says to Peter, "What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that you don't enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again a second time he went away, and prayed, saying, "My Father, if this cannot pass away, except I drink it, your will be done." And he came again and found them sleeping, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them again, and went away, and prayed a third time, saying again the same words. Then he comes to the disciples, and says to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is delivered up into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Look, he is at hand who delivers me up." And while he yet spoke, look, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that delivered him up gave them a sign, saying, "Whomever I will kiss, that is he, take him." And right away he came to Jesus, and said, "Hail, Rabbi," and kissed him. Then they came and laid hands on Jesus, and took him. And look, one of those who were with Jesus stretched out his hand, and drew his sword, and struck the slave of the high priest, and took off his ear. Jesus says to him, "Return your sword to its place." Then Jesus said to the multitudes, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and staves to seize me? I sat daily in the temple teaching, and you did not take me. But all this has come to pass, that the scriptures might be fulfilled." Then all the disciples left him, and fled. And those who had taken Jesus led him away to the house of Caiaphas the high priest, where the scribes and the elders were gathered together. But Peter followed him from far off, to the court of the high priest, and entered in, and sat with the attendants, to see the end. Now the chief priests and the whole Sanhedrin sought witness against Jesus, that they might put him to death. And they did not find it, though many false witnesses came. But afterward, two came forward. Who said, "This man said, I am able to destroy the temple of God, and to build it in 3 days." And the high priest stood up, and said to him, "Do you answer nothing? What is it which these witness against you?" But Jesus held his peace. And the high priest said to him, "Tell us whether you are the Christ, the Son of God." Jesus says to him, "You have said. And you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, and coming with the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest rent his garments, saying, "He has spoken blasphemy. What further need do we have of witnesses? Look, now you have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" They answered and said, "He is worthy of death." Then they spat in his face and buffeted him. And some struck him with the palms of their hands, saying, "Prophesy to us, Christ. Who is he that struck you?" Now Peter was sitting outside in the court, and a female slave came to him, saying, "You also were with Jesus the Galilean." But he denied before them all, saying, "I don't know what you say." And when he had gone out into the porch, another female slave saw him, and she says to those who were there, "This man was with Jesus of Nazareth." And again he denied with an oath, "I don't know the man." And after a little while those who stood by came and said to Peter, "Of a truth you also are one of them, for your speech makes you known." Then he began to curse and to swear, "I don't know the man." And right away the rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word which Jesus had said, "Before the rooster crows, you will deny me thrice." And he went out, and wept bitterly.